vanilla bean. The blend is one to make her scream, and that's what she likes to hear the most. She's got a tap that primal scream.
A non-radio.
Which same-sex relations may be punishable by death. This is a really scary time to be in Afghanistan, Executive Director Camille Powell of Rainbow Railroad, the only international LGBT plus.
Stop. A giant stamp from all Louise. Now she's the one who's on the prey. She used to wear her hair short long, determining her preference. She didn't like that dynamic. Trading in her flannel shirt for 6-inch heels, latex skirt. She even bought herself some bras.
News to me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh, yes. Hello. Welcome. Welcome, one and all. It is 1908 UTC here in Austin, Texas. It is a wonderful, nice. It's okay. It's 19 degrees, high of 21, low of 8. Mostly clear skies. Yesterday it was all gray and it was just warm. Today the clouds went away and it's nice and cool. Or at least it's drier. Maybe that's why it feels better. But either way, we're here. At about 5 or probably 10 minutes before the hour, I realized, oh no, I haven't installed. If you have an iPhone or iOS device, there's an important security update that was released, so you should update it as soon as possible. Anyway, I set it to update, and then as I was walking out to the garage, I noticed, oh no, my phone is updating. So I went back where the Wi-Fi was stronger, and wouldn't you know it, it was able to update. But it did push me back a little bit, so sorry about that. We're almost to the shady spot, and then we can get started. There's, to be honest with you, not a whole ton of news showing up on my news feeds, at least not news that's super cool, like bears eating dogs or, you know, something crazy. But, you know, hey, take some, we lose some. And we've also got our hyper-local traffic up. This car's got a left turn signal on, and they're executing it. Wow. Good job. The only gripe would be that they hugged the right hand of the lane a bit too much. All right, let me jump into comm real quick. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org and then launch Commode Chat. Just type COM and then press enter, and then you'll be in Commode, and then or comm, and then you just press G for go to, and then type anon radio, all lowercase, all one word. You'll be in the anon radio room, hanging out with cool people like X1, who remembers his first remote control. Claudio M and Handy C in the house. Howdy, howdy, Handy C, Thrig, and Quentin. Big shout out, Quentin in the house, and Havoc has joined. So welcome, welcome, one and all. Handy C, what is, I thought I might be standing on the ground next to a crossroad. Yeah, exactly. Where else could you possibly get hyperlocal traffic reports? A little quiet on the road right now, though, so I guess that means we should start reading some news, and then we'll get into the traffic. Oh, we got a white Honda. They're turning into the little road. Oh, shucks. Not quite. Cars turning from the main road onto the little road often don't go into the lane because it's not marked. FedEx, no turn signal, didn't even really stop at the stoplight, just kept going. But congratulations on having an air-conditioned and heated cab. All right, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me, December, it's December 1st, not November 30th. Did I say November 30th? No, today is Friday, December the 1st. We're on the home stretch to getting out of 2023, then we'll be in 2024 doing our best. There's a little Chevy Volt or something, a tiny little car there, making a turn, executed properly. I think it doesn't have much of a choice. Nissan Murano, not stopping at the stop sign, but cautiously turning. All right. So let's check real quick, make sure everybody's good. Oh, yeah. What's up? What's up? What's up? All right. Here we go. Florida Republican Party chair under investigation for alleged sexual assault. Is it a child? That would be the only thing more shocking. Let's find out. The chairman of Florida's Republican Party, Christian Ziegler, is reported to be under investigation for sexual battery, a potential political bombshell in a state that Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis call home. According to heavily redacted police department documents, Ziegler is mentioned in the context of an active criminal investigation after an individual reported being sexually battered at a home in Sarasota on October 2nd. The detective's reports mention a sexual assault allegation and sexual assault complaint, but almost no other further information. The only five words that survived redactions were stated, raped, stated that, raped. That doesn't sound good. Derek Byrd, an attorney for the Republican Party chairman, said he was confident his client will be completely exonerated and said he had been fully cooperative with every request made by the police. So, that's what we got there. I guess on the bright side, it's not a child, as far as we can tell. So, hey, there we go. At least it wasn't a child being sexually battered yet. But, you know what? I wonder if once you've gotten sexually battered, can you get fried? Do they fry you? Is it that kind of batter? P. Bernick, welcome. And Quentin making statements about the obvious. indeed. Not another group. Another hypocritical comment. Gaza aid trucks are stranded. We don't talk a lot about Gaza because everybody and their mom has Gaza stories, but I thought this was interesting. Aid trucks are stranded near Egypt's border with Gaza as Israel resumed its military campaign on Friday, with truck drivers saying they expected further delays to a complex delivery process that had briefly been sped up during a week-long truce. The bombardment's been going on since 7 in the morning. There are planes and artillery, and we haven't moved, said driver Salah Ebada, who had already been waiting to enter the crossing for inspection for 8 days. Egyptian security sources and a Red Crescent official said aid and fuel trucks had stopped entering the country. UN officials described the resumption of fighting as catastrophic and said the continuation of aid delivery was in doubt. Let's see. Only 3 hospitals are functioning in Gaza, and they are not equipped to receive a large number of patients. Got a Bucks truck passing by. Oh, interesting. We got 2 people walking along with large grocery bags, or large bags. They don't look like grocery bags. Maybe shopping bags? Interesting. All right. If you're a truck driver, the border crossing at Rafah to get to Gaza, not much. All right. Well, what else is happening? There's got to be other stuff, ain't there? Well, there's a dead motorcyclist. You know, you pretty much count on that happening every day. In Singapore, a motorcyclist was pronounced dead by a paramedic after he was found in the shrubs on a road divider on the Pan Island Expressway, or PIE. The Singapore Civilian Defense Force said it was alerted about 2:35 a.m. to an accident on the Pai towards Changi before the Tampines exit. The police said the motorcyclist was 26 years old and was believed to have skidded and crashed. A TikTok video by user Hyde, I can't say the TikTok username, shows a motorcycle lying on its side on the rightmost lane of a three-lane road. The user wrote in the video caption that there was no rider around the vehicle. At least one ambulance is seen in the video, and several people are filmed walking along the road divider. Essentially, he got thrown so far from the motorcycle that he was wandering around. People looked for him for half an hour before they found him. Wow, lots of traffic right now. Got a Bronco turning left and a Dodge truck turning left from the little road. Up the loud truck with a big tires. All right, here we go. Blue truck making their way. Got the turn. Oh, yeah, they were able to turn and get go where they're going. So it's funny. People cutting. The little road is a neighborhood, but it's also a shortcut. So it's funny because you can tell when people are coming using it as a shortcut or it's because they live there. Anywho, let's check in on Kong. Nope, nothing happening. Keep on a rolling. Bookmarks. Okay, motorcyclist. Okay, here's a fun one. You may or may not think is funny. A Derbyshire woman who bought an item said she felt uneasy at finding a find that raises concerns over possible prison labor. An ID card that appears to belong to a Chinese prisoner was found inside the lining of a coat from the British brand Regatta, raising concerns that the clothing was manufactured using prison labor. The waterproof woman's coat was bought online by a woman in Derbyshire in the Black Friday sale. When it arrived on November 22nd, she could feel a hard rectangular item in the right sleeve, which restricted the movement of her elbow. After cutting into the coat to remove the item, she discovered what looked like a prison identification card with a mugshot of a man in a prisoner's uniform in front of a height chart and the name of the prison in China. You don't expect it from Regatta. It's a UK brand that's up there with Next, with M&S, that you put your children in their clothes. And this happens. And it just makes you feel really uneasy and uncomfortable, said the woman, who does not wish to be named. The card was found inside a plastic holder embossed with words produced by the Ministry of Justice Prisons Bureau. The woman sent Regatta's customer service agent a photograph of the ID card via the website chat service. The agent replied, "Wow, that's a first." When she asked whether it was a prison ID, the agent said no, it's a Chinese work ID from our factory site over in China. But you are right, it looks like a prison ID. The agent then told the woman to dispose of the ID. Despite feeling uneasy, the woman disposed of the card and thought nothing more of it. But the company emailed her later that every evening, asking her to return the ID and coat to the company. The next day, she spoke to several Regatta representatives on the phone. The company encouraged her to return the ID card, saying it would replace her original coat, which now had a hole in the sleeve, and send her a new additional coat as a gesture of goodwill. She said the woman declined the offer, but retrieved the card from the bin. Regatta denies that a new coat was offered in exchange for the ID card. "I don't feel very comfortable with it. I know it's legal in China, and we have different standards and things like that, but you don't expect prisoners to be making clothes." Oh, man, how naive of a world, how wonderful, wonderful, beautiful of a world would it be if any clothing you bought was not made by some kind of slave or forced labor. I don't think anybody can buy any clothes that are made with some seriously forced, some forced labor somewhere in the supply chain. Anyway, a spokesperson for Regatta said Regatta LTD took the incident reported to us by a customer very seriously and an immediate investigation commenced. As a business and members of the Ethical Trading Initiative, we have strict policies in place to ensure ethical working standards for all and zero tolerance for forced or prison labor. Following a thorough investigation, we can state that this garment was made in fully compliant factory and that numerous inspections of the factory, including a certified third-party visit to the site, found no breaches. Our investigation has found very credible evidence that points towards this being an isolated incident by a former employee and showed no indications prison labor were present in the factory. Let's see. The use of prison labor is ubiquitous in China. China's prison law states prisons implement the principles of combining punishment and rehabilitation and combining education and labor for criminals to transport criminals into law-abiding citizens. Sorry about that. Checking in with Calm here. Shocked. Quentin is just absolutely flabbergasted. Zohoff in the house. Welcome, welcome. I'm shocked to hear that a Chinese factory is using forced labor. Havoc. Everyone in Calm kind of gets the idea. Almost all clothes are made with forced labor. It's a terrible thing. It's the state of the world. Better get those carding paddles and sheep for your clothes. Oh, yeah, carding paddles and sheep for your clothes. Hey, X1, welcome, welcome. If only it were just clothes. It's 1922 UTC, which makes me want to be sure and remind you in 7 minutes and some change, we've got the Devious Goals Committee coming up here with Taupe, a fun show that airs every goddamn day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. It is rather dubious, so no matter what's going on in your life, maybe you're sad, did your cat recently pass away, have you found that you owe a lot of money somewhere, did a relative stiff you in their will, all these things can be solved by listening to the Dubious Goals Committee every goddamn day at 1930 UTC. That's right, just listening to the Dubious Goals Committee can help you. I had a toe fall off and I put Dubious Goals Committee on my foot and this toe grew back. It's an absolute miracle working of a product. One of my friends lost sight in one of his eyes. I put Dubious Goals Committee in some headphones and strapped it to his head. And within weeks, boom, what do you know, his eye grew back. So you too can be cured and be a miracle in the eyes of your friends, all by listening to the Dubious Goals Committee every goddamn day, right here on and on radio. All right. Every goddamn day. Hey, Claudio M. Welcome, welcome. All right, so we keep on rolling. What else is happening? Well, I got some sad news about a cat. And I figured I might as well share it while we're talking about stuff. Sad news here. A rare strain of rabies sparked a federal health response in Omaha, and it all started with a kitten. Now, that raised my antenna, because Pippa is a cat that lives in Omaha, I think. In Nebraska somewhere, I'm imagining Omaha. Anyway, the story goes, a rare strain of rabies sparked a federal health response in Omaha, and it all started with a kitten. The 5-week-old cat died from a type of rabies that's never shown up here before. That led to a massive effort to vaccinate raccoons. Oh, man. That'd be a fun Dubious Goals Committee season. It's like, what's going on? Oh, well, Tobe is vaccinating all the raccoons in the state. Anyway, in September, Omaha couple Maddie Wall and her husband Rich took in a 5-week-old stray kitten and named him Stanley. But immediately, something seemed off. He acted aggressively and it looked like he was having seizures. He would wobble and fall over, flail his legs, kind of like throwing his body around. The Walls took him to a vet where they thought he had a ringworm. They got him treatment, but days later he died. The cat was sent to a lab in Lincoln and tested positive for rabies, but it was unlike anything he'd seen before. We were quite surprised to find that this strain was a raccoon variant, which had not been detected in a sustained manner west of the Appalachian Mountains in the United States ever. And so this kind of raised a lot of alarms. Bum, bum, bum. Federal agencies swarmed to Omaha. For weeks, the CDC and USDA trapped and vaccinated raccoons. This strain of rabies has never been seen in this part of the country, and it's been contained to the East Coast and South. They have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to keep the virus from spreading outside that region. Had Omaha's large raccoon population gone untreated, the strain could spread throughout the Midwest. It had the potential for that to occur, which is quite frightening. There were 10 people that were bitten and or scratched by the cat, Wall said. We were scared, the ear doc said. We were the highest risk case he'd seen. And they say it's not over yet. Well, the ads on the site keep popping up, so it messes up where I'm reading. Loy says it's not over yet. The incubation period can last months before rabies symptoms show. Raccoons will need to continue to test negative into January. And rabies spreads so slowly. I think we really need to do a thorough amount of surveillance to make sure that we're in the clear. So far, no raccoons have tested positive for rabies, but officials say if you see an animal acting strangely, don't approach it, and call animal control at 402-444-7800 or 7800 extension 1. So hey, that's the fun story for you. Let's see what's going on here. Uh Let me change my... The sun has come out and it's messing up my calm. Here we go. My father-in-law has a kitchen table that was made in Milwaukee House of Corrections back in the 30s or 40s. Wow. Let's see what we got here. Pizza Pal has joined. Welcome, welcome. Zerohoff suggesting that the dudes aren't having seizures. They just need more synth simp in their life. You know, that is that could be a claim made on the Dubious Goals Committee. It's like, no matter what's ailing you, you simply need to go to a doctor. Like a Synthesizer Patel or Dubious Goals Tope. Our Topester can cure many things. Alrighty. I walked to the other side of the parking garage. Alright, we got 3 minutes to go. Let's give you a couple. Let me give you the sciencey stories. Bum, 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 bum. Texas uranium operation returns to production. Uranium production has begun at Encore Energy Corp's South Texas Rosita Central Processing Plant. The restart of the plant, which last produced yellow cake in 2008, is the first step in Encore's South Texas in-situ leach uranium production pipeline strategy. In-situ leach, or ISL, recovers minerals from porous ore bodies by chemically leaching in well fields and is also known as in-situ recovery. The well field production patterns are now operating at Rosita Encore, with oxygenated water circulating through the satellite ion exchange facility and being injected back into the uranium ore body. Uranium concentration in the production wells are meeting expectations, and the company said it expects to make its first shipment of yellow cake over the course of the next 45 to 60 days. So, more nuclear fuel coming out of Texas. Meanwhile, Indian research units India has reached a milestone in a construction project. Hot conditioning of Unit 7 at the Rajasthan Atomic Power Plant has been completed. Nuclear Power Corporation of India has announced the unit is the third in a series of indigenously designed 700 megawatt electric pressurized heavy water reactors. Unit 7 of the Rajasthan Atomic Power Project 7 and 8 achieved a major milestone of successful completion of hot conditioning of the primary heat transport system on November 30, 2023. Hot conditioning is a commissioning process to develop an inherent protective layer of magnetite in the inner surfaces of a carbon steel piping of the PHT system. Hot conditioning was achieved by circulating light water of controlled chemistry through the PHT system, maintaining a temperature around 256°C and a pressure of about 100 kilograms per centimeter squared. This is a further prelude to commissioning other things. Let's see. Yellow cake is delicious with nice buttercream frosting, says Zerohoff. Forgive me, Father, for I have simped. Remember those kids that got sent to juvenile hall for super long sentences because the judge had a kickback scheme? It's like that, only everywhere. Oh, it's very true, very true. All right, what else we got going on? We only got a few seconds to go, so thanks for listening to news to me. I'll be back next week on Monday. Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe is coming up right now. Of course, you...